मैम वी आर लाइव नाउ, यू मे स्टार्ट विद द प्रोसीडिंग।
Thank you, Ashish. Good morning, everyone. Welcome you all to first annual general meeting of Highways Infrastructure Trust through video conference, which is in compliance with the SEBI InvIT regulation and circular. The authorized representative of the trustee and the statutory auditor have joined the meeting. On behalf of all the board members, I thank you all for joining us today. Since the meeting is held virtually, physical attendance of the unit holder has been dispensed with. For smooth conduct of the meeting, I request all the unit holders to be on a mute. Please note, all the questions should be shared through the chat box. As per the statutory requirement, proceeding of the annual general meeting is recorded, and the recorded transcript will be made available on the website of the trust. A digital copy of the notice and annual report has already been sent within the prescribed time limit. The document referred to in the notice are made available for the inspection by the unit holders during the meeting. I would like to state that pursuant to the SEBI InvIT regulation read with the circular, the trust has provided a remote e-voting facility to the unit holders to exercise their vote on the resolution proposed in the notice. Only those unit holders whose name were recorded in the register of beneficial owners maintained by the RTA as on cutoff date, that is Friday, July 7, were entitled to cast their vote. Further, the remote e-voting period remained open from July 9 at 9 a.m. till Thursday, July 20 at 5 p.m. The unit holders who have already cast their vote through remote e-voting system can attend this AGM, but would not be entitled to vote again in this AGM. The remote e-voting process has been completed for all the items of the business mentioned in the notice. As mentioned in the AGM notice, for those unit holder who could not cast e-voting facility can cast their vote electronically during this AGM on all the proposed resolution. During the voting session, you may please click the voting button, which will be appearing on the right-hand side of your VC screen. The remote e-voting period will remain active for 15 minutes after the closure of the AGM proceeding. The board of directors of the investor manager have appointed Ms. Deepti Kulkarni, partner of MMGB and Associate LLP, practicing company secretary, as the scrutinizer for scrutinizing the e-voting process in a fair and transparent manner. One of all have cast your vote, it will be counted by the scrutinizer. The result will be declared along with the scrutinizer report. The result will be communicated to the stock exchange within 2 days of passing of the resolution, and the same will be available on the company's website and on the RTA website, that is instavote.linkintime.co.in. I now propose to the unit holder to appoint Mr. Neeraj Sanghi, CEO and full-time director of the investment manager, as the chairperson for the meeting. Requesting unit holders to convey their vote in the chat box by writing yes or no. I request moderator to unmute the unit holders to confirm on the chairperson.
Unit holder can unmute themselves, ma'am.
Hi, I'm okay for me.
Yep, okay for me as well.
Thank you. I now hand over to Mr. Neeraj
Thank you.
Good morning. I am delighted to welcome you to first unit holders meeting of Highway Infrastructure Trust, post listing of the trust on the National Stock Exchange in August 2022. I am pleased to welcome and introduce independent directors on our board, Mr. Janakiraman Subramanian, joining from Chengalpattu, who is also chairperson of the audit committee, Ms. Sudha Krishnan, joining from Delhi, and Mr. Manish Agarwal, joining from Mumbai. And our CXOs, Narayanan Doraswamy, CFO, Zafar Khan, COO, Gaurav Channa, Head Strategic Finance, and Meghna Singh, General Counsel, are also present here. The sponsor of our INVIT is an affiliate of KKR, and our investment manager is owned 100% by sponsor. Currently, the trust portfolio consists of six project SPVs, four toll roads and two NVT roads, having an aggregate of 452 kilometers, 1710 lane kilometers, and located across six states in India. Our financial results highlight the strength of our team and project portfolio as we undertook a cumulative distribution of INR 6730 million or INR 16.21 per unit since listing. Post transfer of projects into the trust, we have continued to introduce financial efficiencies by successfully refinancing the debt placed at the SPV level from the debt availed at the trust level. We used a combination of rupee term loans and bonds to optimize the terms and period of financing. The consolidated net debt to enterprise value as of FY 2022-23 stands at approximately 24%, giving ample headroom to fuel the next leg of our growth journey. We're seeing a robust revenue growth post-COVID. Revenue of the four toll assets grew 10.5% CAGR over the last 4 years. Trust has entered into share purchase agreements for acquiring five additional projects, four assets under hybrid annuity model and one project under the toll model. Overall, these acquisitions will add approximately 188 kilometers of roads across two new states for the trust, i.e. Haryana and Karnataka. Our new assets are expected to add INR 23,000 million to our AUM. We believe that a robust opportunity for acquiring assets in the coming years is available. We take great pride in our operational excellence, which has been continually recognized at various forums. This includes MoRTH-initiated National Highway Excellence Awards for acknowledging exceptional performance of companies in highway sector. Four HC1 projects have received the award at least once. Our operational philosophy includes early deployment of technology to bring additional efficiencies. 99% of revenue is being collected through ETC. The team is continuing to work to deploy several other technologies such as road maintenance, revenue assurance, vehicle management, and remote tolling management. Most of these are homegrown and are a result of the team's years of experience in the sector. One of the finest examples of our innovativeness is our new in-house software road asset management portal, which uses a GPS-based technology to monitor the operations and maintenance to ensure quick identification of any maintenance requirements and tracks maintenance works. All roads acquired by us are maintained with life cycle costing approach, and all roads are marked by the smooth riding quality, efficient toll collection, and green cover on the road. Our sustainable value creation efforts across different facets of road operation and maintenance have been balanced with the needs of the planet and profitability. While the direct impact on the environment from our operations of highways is minimal, we are as concerned about global warming and climate change as any other corporate citizen. We try to contribute to the environment through energy efficiency solutions, such as replacing HPSV lights by LED lights, installing rooftop solar on our projects, etc. We have also contributed to the green cover by avenue and median plantation that goes beyond standard regulatory requirement. We also strive to recycle the existing road material or use waste material, plastic and other biodegenerative materials while carrying out periodic maintenance jobs. We believe that as an organization, we are as good as our employees. And one of our key focus areas is development of our employees by means of engagement and trainings. The year saw 4392 man hours being spent on trainings across our various areas of operations. Occupational health and safety for employees has been our constant endeavor. As a part of development of a transparent governance systems, our first year of operations has focused on developing and implementing robust set of policies. We shall continue to focus on comprehensive monitoring of all the policies. We connect with our communities through our mandatory CSR and voluntary support activities. Our CSR initiatives fall in three distinct areas. We call them three E's: WIS, education, Road Our Lives or ORL, employment, skill center, and emergency supports, which we provided during COVID. These activities have earned us goodwill with the communities and made us a part of the social good. As an organization, we believe that our continued focus on safety, governance, operational excellence, financial planning, and community engagement, we are well placed to deliver value to our investors in the coming years. Thank you.
Thank you, Neeraj. The union holder may ask your queries if any. Thank you all. With the permission of chairperson, we shall move forward to the agenda as per the notice of the AGM.
Sure.
Ordinary business that was set out in the notice of the AGM, serial number 1, to consider and adopt the audited standalone financial statement and audited consolidated financial statement of Highways Infrastructure Trust for the financial year 31st March 23. Serial number 2, to consider and adopt evaluation report of the assets of Highway Infrastructure Trust for the financial year 31st March 23. Serial number 3, to ratify the appointment and remuneration of valuer of the trust for the financial year 22-23. Serial number 4, to consider and approve the appointment of valuer of Highways Infrastructure Trust for the financial year 22-23 and fix the remuneration. The last one, to consider the ratification and approval of the appointment of auditor for 5 consecutive years commencing from 22-23 till financial year 2026 and 27 and fix the remuneration. The resolution and explanatory statement in respect of the above proposal have been provided to you in the notice. This concludes the business part. I request all the unit holder who have not exercised their vote through remote e-voting facility, now they can cast their vote within 15 minutes. The facility is available on the right-hand side corner of the screen. Please click it and vote. Our scrutinizer will submit the report to the trust after consolidating result of the remote e-voting and e-voting of today's annual general meeting. The voting results of all the resolution along with the scrutinizer report shall be uploaded on the website of the trust and shall be provided to the stock exchange. I now conclude the meeting. Thank you once again for your presence and cooperation during the meeting. Final reminder, the voting facility is available for 15 minutes for the unit holders. Thank you all.